Isaiah chapter 38. In those days, Hezekiah became sick, almost to death. Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came to him and said to him, "This is what the Lord says, set your house in order, for you will die and not live." Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. "Remember now, O Lord, I beg you, how I have walked before you faithfully and with a whole heart, and have done what is good in your sight." Then Hezekiah wept bitterly. Then the word of the Lord came to Isaiah, "Go and say to Hezekiah, this is what the Lord, the God of David your father, says, I have heard your prayer, I have seen your tears. Look, I will add 15 years to your life. I will deliver you and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. This will be a sign to you from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he has spoken. I will cause the shadow on the steps which have gone down on the dial of Ahaz from the sun to go backwards 10 steps. So the sun went back 10 steps on the dial on which it had gone down. The writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, when he had been sick, but had recovered from his sickness. I said, in the prime of my days I must enter the gates of Sheol. I am deprived of the rest of my years. I said, I will no longer see the Lord in the land of the living. I will no longer see human beings among the inhabitants of the world. My dwelling place is removed and is carried away from me like a shepherd's tent. I have rolled up my life like a weaver, when he cuts me off like a cloth from the loom. Day and night you make an end of me. I cry out until morning. He breaks all my bones like a lion. Day and night you make an end of me. Like a swallow or a crane, I squawk. I moan like a dove. My eyes are weary from looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed. Help me. What can I say? For he has spoken to me, and he himself has done it. I will walk slowly all my years, because of the bitterness of my soul. O Lord, by these things people live. The life of my spirit is wholly bound up in these. Restore me, and let me live. Look, this great bitterness was for my welfare. But in love you have rescued my soul from the pit of corruption. You have thrown all my sins behind you. For Sheol cannot thank you, and death cannot praise you. Those who go down into the pit cannot hope for your faithfulness. The living, yes, the living, they are the ones who praise you, even as I do this day. The father of children will make known your faithfulness. The Lord is ready to save me. Therefore we will sing my songs with stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. Now Isaiah had said, let them make an ointment of figs and apply it to the boil, and he will recover. Hezekiah also had asked, what sign will confirm that I will go up to the house of the Lord? Isaiah chapter 38.